We are in a Sivo Shalom on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is coming up next week.
Yay!
Next week, Lag BaOmer. It's Lag BaOmer. On Wednesday night is Lag BaOmer.
Yep.
There are. Bezrat Hashem, we will be both commemorating and remembering the tragedies that happened last year, as well as celebrating still the wonders of Lag BaOmer. And let's get back into the positive headspace and the joys of what Lag BaOmer is about. Says the Nesivo Shalom. Lag BaOmer, just to even preface it, just to be clear, Lag BaOmer is one of the deepest, deepest days of the year. And we're about to learn a little bit of what Lag BaOmer is about. I know we're starting a little bit later. There were a few interruptions. Let's get back in the zone. I'm serious. Let's get into the zone. Lag BaOmer is one of the highest days of the year, one of the most underappreciated days of the year. Let's see if we can bring out some of the tremendous light of Lag BaOmer. Says the Nesivo Shalom. Yoma dehilula de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This day of Lag BaOmer, which is a celebration of the yurtzeit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who was one of the greatest mikubalim ever lived, who gave over the Zohar, who gave us access to the tremendous depths and secrets of Torah. This night of the hilula de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Nityached lo ma'amad miyuchad, shelo matzinu kidugmato b'shar tzadikim tanaim v'amoraim. It's unique in a way where we don't see by any of the other tzadikim, any of the other tanaim, any of the other amoraim. There's no other day in the calendar. Sometimes, maybe, somebody in the shir will mention when a tzaddik passed away. We'll mention when a tana or a mora passed away. We'll mention when somebody in chumash passed away. What other yurtzeit do we have where almost all of Klal Yisrael comes together? And not even only in Meiron. I mean, there were times I've even been by Yerushalayim, and there's bonfires everywhere. Beit Shemesh, there's bonfires in some places. Right? You go around. And everybody, what other yurtzeit does everybody get into? And suddenly everybody's so excited about this yurtzeit of a tzaddik. Where do we have such a thing? Asher Yisrael, imeinam nevi'im b'nei nevi'im heim. We're Klal Yisrael. And even if we're not nevi'im, we're children of nevi'im. Everything that's coming through Klal Yisrael is coming from a higher source. Chafetzim lidabek bo be'oro shel Rashbi. We all understand, and deep down somewhere, we all want to connect to this tremendous light of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, of Rashbi. What is this about? Godel kedushat hayom uma ra'u al kach. We have to understand the great kedusha of this day, and what's the essence of this day that everybody's getting so into the yurt side of Rashbi? What is this all about? Next paragraph. Vine al Rashbi ne'emru hamadregot elyonot biyoter. About Rashbi, it says Rashbi is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. About Rashbi, it says the greatest, the biggest things that there are. Kedita b'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, V'ketiv shalosh pa'amim b'shana yira'eh kol zichurachat b'nei ha'adon Hashem, man b'nei ha'adon Hashem darashbi. The Zohar HaKadosh says, and again, we need to understand what this means and how to understand it, and Chas V'Shalom, it's not saying anything that's firdik. It's saying, when it says in the Pasuk, 3 times a year you need to go and see the face of Hashem, your God, which in the Pesukim is a reference to the Shalosh Regalim. The Zohar HaKadosh says on another level, what does it mean? It means 3 times a year, you want to see the face, you want to see godliness on a person's face. Go and see Rashbi. You look at Rashbi, you see godliness on a person's face. Orita Sham, it also says there, Sherashbi Nikra Shabbat, that another name from Shimon bar Yochai was Shabbos, that he's the whole reality of Shabbos. And you know how the Nesivo Shalom goes crazy about Shabbos. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Shabbos. V'hu haya nishmat Moshe Rabbeinu. And that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was a Gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Very, very lofty things here. Me'idach, on the other side, Matzinu b'seder yemei asfira, asher amidah shel yoma dehilula lag ba'omer, hihod shebehod, shekeyadua ha'madrega nimucha biyoter romezet al shefel ha'madrega. And on the other side, we're saying Rashbi's the biggest there is. We don't celebrate any of the Tana like this. We don't celebrate any of the Tzadik like this. You went to see, you want to see godliness on a person's face, go to Rashbi. Rashbi Shabbos. And yet, when does Rashbi pass away? When is the hilula of Rashbi? When is lag ba'omer? When we're going through Sfiras HaOmer, the Sfira of that day, it's the week of Hod, and within the week of Hod, it's the day of Hod. He dies on Hod Shebehod. His yurtzeit is Hod Shebehod. And when going through the Midot and the Sfirot, Hod, it's not the biggest Midah, it's not the loftiest Midah. Hod is the lowest Midah. It's the lowest Midah there is. What does Hod mean? Hod means I give, say it. I give thanks. When do I thank somebody? When they do something for me that I didn't do myself. Hod also means beauty. Beauty is passing. Beauty is fleeting. Right? So these are things which aren't, they're not showing the greatness of a person, it's the lowliness of a person. I have to say thank you, admit that I'm not enough, that I needed somebody else. Fleeting, passing. So as your tzad is daf, you think it would be on the biggest of the days. It's on the lowest of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the lowest of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Why is that? V'ukedi'ita b'divrei Shmuel. So this is the Divrei Shmuel says, Shedafka mishum shehaor shel Rashbi gadol kol kach. Gadol kol kach. Magia l'mekamot ha-rechokim v'anemuchim b'yoter. Al derech she'or ha-shemesh me'ira et kol ha-mekamot. Because what is this about? That because the or of Rashbi, the light of Rashbi, is so big, is so great, and it goes to the farthest distances, just like the sun, it's able to light up even the darkest of places. This is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is what we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the lowest day. Who's the only one who can bring light to the lowest day? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Who's the only one who can bring light to the lowest of places? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Who's the one person who can bring light to the lowest of people? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is all about. What do we do on a yurt site? Generally speaking, what do we do on a yurt site? To commemorate the yurt site. What do? We light a candle. Why do we light a candle? Because kiner Hashem mishmat Adam. Because a neshama by God is a candle. And so when we want to link into that neshama on the day of the yurt site, we light that candle to link to the neshama. What do we do on Lag BaOmer? Can't light a candle. You can't light a candle. His neshama is too big. We light a bonfire. Because the only way to bring down a neshama that big is to light a bonfire. That was the light of the soul of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was able, whose soul was so broad, whose soul was so bright, whose soul is so bright, that his soul still brings the light of Torah into this world, the light of the secrets of Torah into this world, the light of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. It mamash lights up the whole world. Even to, no matter what the Jew is, wherever the Jew is at. Again, recognizing, dignifying, internalizing, yes, that there was a tragedy in Meron last year. And they're increasing security, and they're increasing the ways in which everything is going to run, and everybody has to have tickets now, tickets for the buses, tickets for private buses, tickets to get in, and there's going to be a limited amount of people, and Baruch Hashem, they're upping it to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again, Bezrat Hashem. And they're doing that also because we still need to go back to the Kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. We still need to relate to Shimon Bar Yochai. It was a tragedy. It genuinely was. And for many people, it still lives with us and with them. But to recognize what's been going on at Meron forever, since the passing of Rashbi, to link into the positive sides of it and to start bringing those out again of this tremendous, beautiful day. So I had to go to Meron a few times over the years. And it's the most amazing thing. You know, especially coming off of, being honest here, with all due respect, coming off of the Israeli holidays. Holidays that on a very, very deep level divide us. Do you celebrate? Do you not celebrate? Do you say a bracha? Do you not say a bracha? All of the important things in Hashkafa and life, obviously. Right? We find all these things to divide us. Who's from, who's not from. Who's Tzioni, who's not Tzioni. And then the rest of the year, we just focus on who's from and who's not from in general. The Datim versus the Chilonim. All of these things. From my side, who's what kind of kippah do you wear? Kippah Seruga. With the thing around it, with the colors. What kind of velvet yarmulke do you wear? Jacket, hat, colored shirt, sandals, shoes. I like to confuse everybody. That's my job. Things are totally unclear. What is the black kippah seruga? I don't know. I hope you don't know either, because I don't think it's how you should define a person. But we always find things that machloket about. You go to Meron. You go to Meron on Lag BaOmer night. Everybody's dancing. And everybody is dancing together. You see black and white, next to sandals, next to no kippah, beard, no beard, payas, shaved head, doesn't matter. Everybody's dancing together. It's the most unbelievable thing. There's no day like that in the Jewish calendar where all Jews put all of their hashkafic issues aside and they all come together as one. We're all together in this and sing and dance, besimcha together. What brings them together? How does that happen? How does 364 days and 2,000 years of sinas chinam just go away for one night? Where does that happen? How does that happen? There's only one thing that can do that. That's the light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the light of Rashbi. That's bringing everyone together. That's bringing everything together. Let's try and maybe give a little bit of an insight as to what that means. And then I'll let him apologize for interrupting him, and I'll let the Nesilat Shalom keep talking. But a little bit of insight to what that means. That's what Torah HaNistar and Kabbalah is all about. And it's so important to understand why it's so important to make sure that there is Sitrei Torah, a deeper side of Torah in our lives. Chassidus, Kabbalah, whatever it is for you. Torah HaNigle. I spend in the morning learning Gemara and all these types of things. What's Gemara about Torah HaNigle? It's all about making distinctions. You probably feel it in your halacha classes for sure. What about this case? And what's the difference in this case? And what about in that far out case? And what about in that situation? And it's all about making distinctions and divisions. Torah HaNigle is about dealing with this world. This is a world of distinctions. Moving things apart. Clarifying. That's what this world is about. Havdalot. But underneath it, what is the world really about? What is reality really about? Torah HaNistar is the opposite. It's about showing how, yes, everything is unique, but it all comes back to a oneness. It all comes back to the oneness of God. Two totally different focuses in the concept of Torah. Torah HaNigle focusing on the distinctions, and Torah HaNistar focusing on the unity. That's why, those of you who are even familiar with even the terminology of Gemara a little bit, and if not, so I'll tell you. The classic term in the Gemara when it says that it wants us to come and understand something is Ta Shema. You ever heard that before? Ta Shema. Ta Shema. Come in here. That's how the Gemara opens up. Ta Shema. Come in here. The Zohar says Ta Chazeh. Come and see. What's the difference? Same difference. What is Shmi'ah? What is hearing all about? Ta Shema. Come in here. Think for a second to break, like, what is speech and hearing about? When I hear, so I'm right now saying words, and I say one syllable and one sound at a time, it goes from me to you, you take in one syllable at a time, and then what do you have to do? You have to reconstruct and create meaning. You have to put all the pieces together and figure out what all those pieces are doing. It's about taking in all of the individual pieces, all the slices. That's Torah HaNigle. All different pieces and trying to put them together. What's Torah HaNistar? What's sight? All at once. The whole picture, the unity, the oneness, the clarity, all at once. Torah HaNistar is Tachazeh. Come and see. It's a totally different thing. Torah HaNistar is coming to bring about a clarity and a oneness and a unity. And you feel that like no other day of the year because of the koach of the Neshama of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. On Lag BaOmer, you feel that oneness. All Jews coming together as one. All Jews unifying as one. It doesn't matter anymore, our differences. For one night, it doesn't matter. Because Torah HaNistar is trying to bring all the light out in all of us, because we all have light, and bring all of that light together into one. All of Torah together into one. A clarity of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that everything goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That all of us go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. And to sing and dance around that bonfire, around the light of His Neshama. That's a little taste of what Lag BaOmer is about. It's a night to go where if there's something that was you thought was too deep for you to understand, take out a sefer on Lag BaOmer night. Sit by a bonfire, sit by a candle even. It's okay, there's plenty of bonfires, he's here. Sit by a bonfire, sit by a candle, and learn something you thought you could never learn. Try to touch something you thought you could never touch. Try to taste something you thought you could never taste in Torah. The sweet fruits of the secrets of what Torah has to offer. It's the power of Shem Bar Yochai. Nesi Boshalom continues. Ukimo shamu tzadikim, as the tzadikim say, Dekol kama sha tzadik gadol yoter, Misugalhu le'ehov rasha yoter gadol. It's such an important concept, something which is so distant from so many of us. The greater that a tzaddik is, you think the greater a tzaddik would be, the more discerning he would be. He knows what averas you're doing. He doesn't like this one because of this. He doesn't like that one because of that. He needs you to be holy because... No! What makes a tzaddik? The more he's able to love a Rasha. That's what makes a tzaddik. The extent that he can mamish love a Rasha. Gior harav yoredu me'ir afil rishayim. Because what makes him a tzaddik is his own light. And if he's truly lit up, his light lights up the person in front of him. He doesn't see a Rasha. The light of that tzaddik, if he's truly a tzaddik, is strong enough that when he's standing in front of the Rasha, that light dispels that person's shadows and brings out the depth that's inside of him. All he sees is the beauty that was being covered up by that darkness when he looks at that Rasha. He sees the tzaddikal inside. That's what makes him a tzaddik. The Alkane. Melech HaMashiach Yehav Et HaGarua BiYisrael Kemo Shoavim Et HaTzadik HaGadol BiYoter. That's when Mashiach comes. He's going to love the lowliest Jew the same as he loved the greatest Jew. That's what's going to take to be a Mashiach. That Ahavat Yisrael. That love of Klal Yisrael. That clarity of what it means to be a Jew. V'chimatzinu inyan zeh gam b'Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. She'igia l'si HaMadregot. We see this by Moshe Rabbeinu also, who Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a Gilgalov. His neshama came from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is true by Moshe Rabbeinu also. Utmunat Hashem Yabit, he saw the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayayinyan me'od, anav me'od, mikol ha'adam ashal p'nei adama. And he was the most honored person that ever was. How could it be both? Can you imagine? You're Moshe Rabbeinu. You get to talk face to face with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're asked to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. You bring the plagues. You lead them out. You split the sea. You go up to Har Sinai. You bring down the Luchos twice. You teach all the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Your face is shining with rays of light. You have to put a mask on when you're not talking Torah to them. And you see some pathetic Jew who doesn't know what he's doing in terms of Torah and Mitzvot. Really? Just look down on him like, who is that? What is that? It's not Rosh Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest that there ever was, but he was also the most humble that there ever was. That humility was his greatness. The fact that he was able to simultaneously maintain his humility while standing on Har Sinai, that's what makes a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what makes him the leader of Klal Yisrael. Because he's always lowly. He's not accepting the Torah except on the lowest of the mountains. He's not accepting the Torah if he's going to think he's going to be looking down on his fellow Jew. It's not going to happen. And even when he comes down, even when he comes down and sees the people, he just spent 40 days and 40 nights not eating, not drinking, b'chavrusa with God, getting the Torah. And he comes down and they're dancing around Avodah Zarah. You think he's like, what? Like, how does he not look down on them? And he marches right back up the mountain and says, no, they're amazing. You need to forgive them. You need to give them another chance. You need to let them keep going. That's the first thing he goes and does. And so much so, if you're going to wipe them out, then take me out of this book. I want nothing to do with it. Because I love all of Klal Yisrael. I see the good in all of Klal Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ugedita b'Zohar HaKadosh, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shemasar garmei lemita, ki davka l'roma dregato masar nafsho b'shvil agarim biyoter. No matter, the bigger the person is, when you're a Moshe Rabbeinu, you're willing to give over your whole life for the lowliest of Jews. Because you see how big they are, because your light lights them up. And you see them for who they truly are deep down. V'chein gam Rashbi, shu nishmat Moshe Rabbeinu, legodel oro, and so too by Rashbi, who's the extension and the continuation of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the greatness of his light, hariu meir ata mikomot animuchim biyoter, he's mamish lighting up the lowest of places, ad bechinat hod shebehod. Yes, he's dafka coming out on hod shebehod. Hod shebehod is the lowest of the midot, the lowest of the sfirot, the lowest of the low. That's how far Rashbi's light gets. He celebrated on that day because he can even get to that spot, even get to that place. He's the only one who can get to Hod Shebahod and bring it light. Ukimoshe katav Rav HaKadosh Baal Beit Aaron, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lechol Af, Rabbi Shimon Lakol, Ama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lechol Af, Rabbi Shimon Lakol. As the Baal Beit Aaron says, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is for everyone, so too Rav Shimon Bar Yochai can get to everyone. He's bringing down the Or Hashem in that way. He's bringing down the clarity of the Or in that way. He's lighting up every Jew in that way. The Hainu Shemeir Lakol, that he lights up everyone. Afilu La'ilu Shem B'Tachlit Shafel HaMatzav, even the lowliest of Jews. V'zed De'ita, and that's what it says in Masechet Sukkah. Sha'amar Rashbi. Yachol ani liftor et kol ha'olam kulo min adin. Rashbi says in Masechet Sukkah, I am able on my own, just me alone. I could exempt every single Jew in this world from every judgment that's on them. That was the great man of the right. He could have saved every single Jew. Ki tzadik kazeh, top of the next column. Ki tzadik kazeh ha'ohev et kol yudi, a tzadik like this who truly loves every Jew. Hari midah keneged midah. Because he truly loves every Jew, he can mamish save every Jew from whatever judgment is upon them. If he truly loves every single Jew. Next paragraph. Based on what we just said, we can understand that which it says in the Gemara. The primary stories of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the ones that are told over on Lag BaOmer, they're all in Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. They're all in Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. It says, Shekashir Yatsu Rashbi, that when Rashbi came out, you guys know the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave? Yeah. Some of you know? Okay. Right, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's running away. The Romans are trying to kill him. And he goes with his son, Rav Elazar, to the cave. And they stay there for years. What happened when they came out of the cave? Oh, so let's see. Good, excellent. He's quoting here from the Gemara. Rebbe Lazar beno me'amera, when they came out, chazu inshe deka karve vizare. They saw people who were going and they were digging furrows and they were planting seeds. They were engaged in olam hazeh. They were earning parnasa. They saw Jews involved in parnasa. Amar, when they came out of the cave, I mean, they were sitting there learning Sitrei Torah. Some say that was where the Zohar itself came out. They were sitting there in that cave for years. Involved in one thing and one thing. That's not true. Two things. They were involved in learning Torah and davening. That was it. They had water and carob, which I don't even know how you eat when you're outside of a cave. I don't know how you eat it inside. I don't even know how to eat. You can eat carob. They had carob and water. All they were doing was learning together and stopping to daven, and that was it. And they come out filled with a fire of Kedusha. Amar manichin chaye olam ve'oskim b'chaye shah. Gemara records this. They looked at these Jews who were just busy doing their business in the fields. And they said these people are leaving behind eternity for the fleeting world of Olam Hazeh. It's disgusting. It was coming from a place that was true. It was emes. It was din. And everywhere where they looked and they saw these things would burst into flame. Hadur Azul Itve Tarte Yarche Shata. So they went back. There was a bakal that came out and told them to go back into the cave. So if you're, the bakal comes out and basically says, he puts a vechule here. The bakal comes out and says, this is what you went and studied Torah for? This is what you came out to do to my world? Go back into the cave. And so they go back for 12 months. Why? Amar, Labriut, Amre, Mishpat, Rishayim, Begehenim, Yud Bet Chodesh. Because what's the longest amount of time a Rasha can be in Gehenim? 12 months. So they sentenced themselves to 12 more months in the cave as tshuva. But hear what happens afterward. Yatzta Batkol V'Amra, Tzumi Maratchem. A Batkol comes out and says, it's been 12 months, go out. It's time to come out of the cave. V'adrimu Flaim, Milehavin, Lama Amru Bitoy Kazem, Mishpat Rishayim Al Atzmam. One has to understand, why is it that they thought that they were Rishayim? Why? Okay, so they came out and they were full of the fire of Torah. And it was too much, so go back for a day, go back for a week, go back for a month. 12 months like a henim, really, why? V'alpi ha'amor, yitpa'er, shemitchilas sarfu et ha'olam b'kedushatam. Based on what we said, we can understand. Again, when they came out, what does that mean? How is that possible that wherever they looked, it burst into flame? What does that even mean? They were so kadosh when they came out. Yeah, when their Kedusha saw a bunch of physical beings doing physical things, it burst into flames. But it was because they were so Kadosh, that's where it came from. It was from their Kedusha. Ela Shira'u Bazeh Gufa Pegam, but they realized that was their problem. כי לפי גדלותם, היו צריכים לספול גם את אלו המניחים חיי עולם ועוסקים בחיי אישה. If they were truly that great, and they were truly that kadosh, which they were, then they needed to have the perspective of that greatness, which is to love every Jew no matter what they're doing. They weren't even necessarily wrong. And those Jews should have been putting more into their Talmud Torah, perhaps. They shouldn't have been giving up Olam Haba for what they were for their business, perhaps. But it didn't matter. If you have the Kedusha to see the potential like that, you need to see the good in every Jew. And if not, Din of Gehenim, go back for 12 months into the cave. Sherei gam heim bichlal Yisrael kedoshim, because if they're part of Klal Yisrael, they're also kadosh no matter what they're doing. And based on the loftiness of how high they were, they realized that they had a din of Rishayim on them in Gehenim. They had to go 12 more months. 12 more months to get to the place, not just of being kadosh through and through, but being kadosh through and through in a way that they would see the greatness of every Jew. That's true expression of Kiddushah. He doesn't seem to bring this down. But then what happens when they come out of the cave? It's incredible. I don't know why he doesn't bring it down. What happens when they come out of the cave? So they come out, and Rebbe Lazar, his son, is not able to get to that place. And he's still burning with the fire of Kedusha. And everywhere he looks, it still bursts into flame. But what happens? Rashbi gets there. And not only, wherever he looks, does it not burst into flame. Everywhere where his son looks and it bursts into flame, he looks and it immediately heals it. Because he sees the good. He sees the inherent good in every Jew and just brings it back to life. He brings life to the world by seeing the good in the world and the good in every Jew. That's how far he gets. That's the greatness of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He continues on the next paragraph and says, "Umehai taima, klal Yisrael mitabek saviv oro shelatana ha'eloki Rashbi." And that's why all of Klal Yisrael, like we've been talking about on Lag BaOmer, they all cling together. And they call what brings them together? They cling together around the light of the godly Tana of Rashbi, ha'meir b'myuchad b'yoma dehilula delay, which comes out uniquely on this day of the Yurtzeit of Rashbi. Rav Shimon Lakol, because Rav Shimon is for everybody. Rav Shimon is connected to everybody. Rav Shimon can light up everybody. Kol Yudim is sugalid karev el Hashem yiparach mikoach oro di Rav Shimon. Every Jew can cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. V'zegam godel kedushat hamakom tziuno shel Rashbi. And again, and it's pain. It's a year later, and you all weren't here last year. Maybe you didn't feel it in the same way. And it was very painful last year, and it's still very painful. But it doesn't change the fact that we need to, as Klal Yisrael, deal with that, work through that, but also at the same time, not lose sight of the greatness of that makom, the greatness of that place, the greatness of that space, the greatness of the kedusha of the place where Rashbi is buried in Meron. Asher in ki ein itanu yodea ad kama ad mala agid bekedushat makom. Even if we don't understand how kadosh that place is, and the place, the burial place of Rashbi is so kadosh, his neshama is so bright there, we see with our eyes. How many Jews have gone to Meron, have gone to the care of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer, and mamish cried, and mamish done tshuva, and mamish turned everything around from the light of Rashbi. Hamisugal biyoter legiloi or elokut mikoach oro de Rashbi, which brings out this godly light that comes from Rashbi himself. Next paragraph. Uma meod gedula v'niskeva dargato miyuchedet shel hayom hakadosh hazeh. And how great and how lofty is the level of this tremendously kadosh day. Gedita b'svar makadoshim, as the svar makadoshim say, shubivchinat matan Torah shel Torah tanistar. It's mamish the matan Torah of Kabbalah. It's the matan Torah of the hidden Torah. It's an incredible thing. And again, like I said before, it's because it's mamish the matan Torah of Torah tanistar and Kabbalah. Open your hearts, your minds, and open a sefer, open a shir, and open yourself to aspects of Torah that you never thought you could learn, that you never thought you could reach. Open up to that. The gates are open on Lag BaOmer nights. Hayal Adi Moshe Rabbeinu, that just like the Kabbalah Satorah of the revealed Torah was through Moshe Rabbeinu. So too by Rashbi, he's bringing out the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Torah Tanistar, of the hidden Torah of Kabbalah. Every single year, there's a bestowal, there's a shefa that comes down of the pnimius of the Torah, of the insides of the Torah. And everybody can bring on themselves, each one of us in our own way, the Kedusha of this day, the Shefa of this day, the Kabbalah Satorah of this day. And to receive the light of the hidden Torah, which gives us life. That light of Torah that gives us life. Kimoshe Kabbalah, hi biyadenu, shetorat Ha'ariya Kadosh, he perush l'torat Rashmi, that just like we have a Kabbalah, we have this tradition, that the Torah of the Arizal is all a perush of the Zohar and of what Rashmi said. V'chein ora ba'al Shem Tov HaKadosh, v'talmidav, v'talmidei talmidav, kuloim perush l'torat HaKabbalah. And so too, the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, and all the talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, that is all a perush for Kabbalah also. It's all coming from Rashbi. Rashbi is the source of all of this. Rashbi opened the gates. Rashbi Bar Yochai opened the gates to Torah Tanistar. Of course, we knew it beforehand. Of course, there were elements there beforehand. We have Sefer Yetzirah, which many attribute to Avraham Avinu himself. And that's therefore the oldest Sefer of Kabbalah that there is. But Rashbi Mamish started to bring it down in a way where everybody was able to get to it. Where people were starting to talk about it. And people were starting to give perushim to it. And it was able to lead to the Arizal, able to lead to Rav Chaim Vital, able to lead to the Ramchal, which we're learning, able to lead to all of Chassidus. It's all coming. It's all coming from Rashbi. Ukimoshe misupar me'arav ha-gadosh, Rav Baruch mi-mezhbesh, as Rav Baruch mi-mezhbesh said, Asher Maran Asaba Kadosh Milakovich Zichotoy Genalinu Haya Etzlo Biyachad Im Arava Kadosh Ra Mi Stolin Zayin Pamim Lag BaOmer. Let's just put together a piece of that story. So the Rav Baruch Mimezhbesh says that the Rav Milakovich with the Rav from Stolin was by him 7 times on Lag BaOmer for 7 Lag BaOmers. Meaning, of all the times to go and visit, when did they go and visit? When did they go to see their Rebbe? When did they see the Kedusha of their Rebbe? They dafka went on Lag BaOmer. V'shulchano hakadosh shaya nimshach az manrav, and mamish, the whole table was set. Upam echad be'emsa arichat ha-shulchan, hitlahev ma'od, v'kam v'amar, baruch haba Rabbi Shimon. There was one time he got so excited on Lag BaOmer night, he mamish jumped up and jumped on the table. And he said, welcome, welcome, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, v'nafal eima gedola al kol anochim. And everybody in the room, mamish, they felt the dread that mamish Rabbi Shimon was in the room. And there was one time where he took the Zohar HaKadosh, and he took the Zohar and held it to his heart. V'amar, ala pasuk, Ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu, v'chule. Ata Rabbi Shimon mimcha yadanu lahakir at Hashem. Quote a pasuk which says, it's so hard to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mamish, you Rabbi Shimon helped us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the insight that Torah Kabbalah gives us. We live in an interesting generation. We live in a generation that on the one hand still lives in the shadow of the false Messiah. Still lives in the shadow of Rosh Habtai Tzvi. Still lives in the shadow of Rosh Habtai Tzvi. Especially the Ashkenazim. There's still, even to this day, there's a lot of Kabbalah that was taken out of our tradition. There's a lot of hesitation about Kabbalah, hesitation about Torah Tanistar, hesitation about Sitrei Torah. To this day. It wasn't that long ago. I'm old, but I'm not that old, right? It wasn't that long ago when I was in college. I remember the first time I walked into the Beis Medrash, and before morning Seder, I made a Seder for myself. I had the schus of learning from someone deeper Sfarim of the Ramchal. I think it must have been going over my notes and relearning Das Tevunos. It was my first year of college, right after Shana Bet. I'm sitting there in a base medrash. I'm sitting there in the base medrash. And some guy walks in who's older than me. And he goes, what are you learning? It's like, Das Tevunos. He says, that's Kabbalah. You can't learn Kabbalah. I was like, I mean, it's the Ramchal. He also wrote Mesilas Yesharim. He also wrote Derech Hashem. If you learn those, you can learn this. He's like, no, you shouldn't be learning that. The fact that even that, first of all, that's the beautiful guy that sometimes exists in the base medrash. I was like, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me to the base medrash. But it's like that reality, again, in silly ways, in ways that these people don't really understand, it still can exist today. There are still elements of it existing today. On the one hand, a negativity, a hesitation, an intimidation by Sifrei Torah and by Kabbalah. On the flip side, there's never been a time in our history, never been a time, where you can have Jews who mamish learn everything. You can be Litvish and learn Lamdus and also learn Hasidus, and you could be Sephardi with Payas and a black hat, which makes no sense. You can, or a Bekisha, we live in a time where, on the one hand, again, that there's a remnant of that still, but on the other hand, there's an openness both to the diversity within Torah and also a recognition that Chassidus won. In the war versus Chassidus and the Misnagdim, Chassidus won. We're living in a generation of people who are thirsty, who are desperate for Chassidus. All they want is more. This is the sefer I've been teaching the longest and the most consistently is the Sivo Shalom. No matter where I go, that's the sefer that everybody wants to learn. Except for you, I know. It's sefer that everybody wants to learn. Everybody wants to learn is the Sivo Shalom. When I was in Queens, we started with a strong Chabura, and then what happened? Everybody had different schedules. So I was like, okay, but at the time, they're like, no. We all are still learning Sivo Shalom. And I had to do, instead of one Chabura, because they all split up in different class lots, three different Chaburas, because everybody's allowed to learn. It keeps going and going and going. It's what's drawing us in. Chassidus gives us light. It gives us excitement. It brings back the light, the excitement, the fire of Torah. But Chassidus is just an extension of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is that fire of Torah, is that clarity of Torah, is that beauty of Torah. It's called Sitrei Torah. What does Sitrei Torah mean? Mazes Seter? It's a secret. It's the secrets of Torah. How do you share a secret? One person at a time. Who do you share a secret with? Somebody you trust, you care about, you love, you share the secrets with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. And he loves every single Jew, every one of us. And the sweet, loving words that he whispers into each of us as his beloved, those are the words of Sitrei Torah. And that's what brings life and light and connectivity and beauty and commitment to Judaism. There's an understanding of that, that's where it comes from. It comes from Kabbalah. It comes from its extension in Chassidus. But ultimately, it all goes back to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And we come to Lag BaOmer, and we light those bonfires, and we mamish light up the world, light up every Jew with the light of Rabbi Shimon. We see the good in every Jew with the light of Rabbi Shimon. We see the beauty of Torah. Guys were sitting there and learning, about this ox scores that ox, and what happens in this case, and in that case, and what happens if this happens. We're doing Tanit now with the guys, and it's like, well, when do you start fasting? You start fasting on, if there's no rain, then the Yechidim Tzavitz fast first, and then everybody fasts afterward, and it's on the Revi'ah Rishon, and the Revi'ah Shlishi, on the verse of the 17th of Cheshvan, and then the Yechidim Kislev, and all these details. And you can get lost in the details. Sitrei Torah, Kabbalah comes back. And it's the part of Torah. It's not that it's additive to Torah. Chas v'shalom. It's always been part of Torah. Will always be part of Torah. It's the part of the Torah that's the secret that takes all of these seemingly random things and binds them together into the infinity that is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, into the clarity of meaning and wonder that is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we celebrate Rashbi, and we celebrate Torat HaNistar and Torat HaKabbalah. And we celebrate the ultimate Ge'ulah that's going to come when all Jews unify, unite, and become one and love each other for who they are. That's the celebration of Lag BaOmer and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should be able to open ourselves up, whatever, and we all of us have hang-ups, whatever our hang-ups are with Torat HaNistar and all of these things that we think we either don't want to access it, Chas V'Shalom, we're wrong, we can't access it, we're wrong, to open up the gates of our hearts and our minds and receive the fire of the Torah, the Sifrei Torah, Bezrat Hashem, next week on the Hilul of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer.